Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Di, we're here again on Sunday morning, East Coast time, and Sunday morning over there in, what are you, in, not Central, but Mountain time. In
your Mountain time. It is 9 o'clock.
I like that. 9 o'clock. You just got back from Belize with the man of your dreams, and you're getting ready to move in with him. And, I know that you had a vision of the man of your dreams a couple years ago. And living up in the mountains with him and writing books. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. So, I do. And I kept you kept telling me, ask your angels to show you what he looks like. Mm-hmm. And I kept asking them, and I actually got a fuzzy image in my head of this man. And I got more of his shoulders than anything. Remember? I saw these muscular shoulders, and I saw, full head of hair and blue eyes. And strong features, and I thought, well, I don't know anybody that looks like that, but what, John sure looks like that.
That's good. Certainly not your ex-boyfriend with the strong shoulders, is it? Just kidding,
No,
anyway, but we have to go through a lot of toads to get the handsome prince, right? So, I wasn't sure if you were going to get back because I know you got back from Belize. And what's Belize like? Is it beautiful or
we didn't stay in the city of Belize. We took a puddle jumper on to San Pedro, and then we took a boat to Ambergris Key, which is, rated as like one of the top beaches in the world. And it was absolutely beautiful. John got really sick the second day we were there. So I enjoyed the beach in front of the condo by myself for a couple days while he was sick. But, it was gorgeous. It's a gorgeous, beautiful aquamarine water and just a great romantic, getaway. I felt horrible for him because I know I enjoyed our vacation that I know he spent a fortune on a lot more than he did.
Oh, man.
But, I got a good tan. Hey.
And you're living in Colorado, so you stand out anyway because you're beautiful, but on the outside and the inside.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you bet. And you got a great tan. So let me ask you a question. I said I'll bring people up to speed, and Di and I had a little conversation right before the show, and I know most of us want to get married someday, right? Oh, man, that's a good subject.
It's a scary word.
Wow. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm going into my own fear right now. Sorry. Anyway, crossing garlic, it's all good. Now I'm teasing. But, eventually I think we all want to get married and meet that man or woman of our dreams, somebody, because I think there is always a partner out there for us that we have a soul agreement with to learn new things and to have great fun. And it's not a karmic soulmate. I think it's one of those soulmates that you really work for. Not work to get him, but work on yourself to prepare you to enjoy him or her. Okay, not to get him, but to prepare yourself to enjoy him or her more. And I know you and I dated a lot across, I took a sabbatical with dating about a year and a half ago and just started back, And I know that you took some time off, and we did internet dating. Both you and I have done internet dating. And that's what we're going to talk about today, internet dating. And what's your thoughts on internet dating? Because I know that you met the man of your dream there, I believe, on the internet.
Yes, I totally did. I'm pro-internet dating. I don't know why people are so afraid of it. I think, years ago you always heard these horror stories of people hooking up with people online and not knowing anything about them and getting kidnapped and all this stuff. I mean, internet dating can be very safe. You meet, you correspond with them online. Give them your cell phone number. They can't track you down with a cell phone number. If you're that fearful of meeting people, then you should probably work on that issue before you even start trying to meet someone. But I mean, if you're not, go meet them if you think you like them, talk to them on the phone. You can screen a lot of the ones you're not going to like out on the phone because you can just tell if they can carry a conversation with you or not, if there's any chemistry there or not. And if there is, then meet them. Meet them, at Starbucks. Meet them for a beer after, in a public place. I mean, you can be very safe. You don't need to bring a friend with you. I've heard so many men tell me that some woman brought like three people with her. You know, and it's like, really? I mean, you're meeting in a public place. I mean, this guy's going to rape you in front of everyone in the bar. I mean, it's just, you have to have a little more security with yourself, I think, before you can be secure enough to go online to meet people. But I've met some really interesting people, you know, and not all of them obviously turned out to be a love match, but I've stayed friends with a lot of them. I've met actually my last three, four boyfriends on the internet. And so, and whether it was, you know, eHarmony or Plenty of Fish or Match.com, it doesn't matter. They all have a little different nuance. Every dating site has a little different. But, you know, you get discouraged, obviously, sometimes because you feel like you're meeting person after person and they don't ever look like their picture. They don't ever seem to pan out to be what you thought they were going to be. But once in a blue moon, you know, you pull up and there's this gorgeous person standing there and you're like, oh, wow, I can't believe this is my date. They look even better than their picture. You know, and that's what happened with John. And I felt just immediate ease with him. I remember we met at a restaurant and I, you know, I had talked to him on the phone already and really liked him. He was so congenial and so warm. And he was actually from the Midwest and so am I. I mean, being in Colorado, I'm from Oklahoma and he's from Kansas. So we kind of had that southern kind of thing going in common. But, you know, we go to this restaurant and it was so crowded. There was no table. And he said, you know, you want to go, we can go to this other one down the street. And I said, yeah. And he said, do you want to go in my car? Or maybe he said, oh, I understand if you want to take your own car. Because he figured I didn't feel safe. And I said, no, we'll go in your car. And my mom would have probably had a heart attack, you know, but I felt completely safe with him. You know, I already knew stuff about him. And that's the whole thing. You know, when you are talking to them, you'll know things about them or you know, you'll where they work and stuff. So we drove to the restaurant down the, you know, a mile away and had just a great connection. You know, it was just like it was immediate. I was so attracted to him immediately. I felt so at ease. And so after kissing a lot of toes, you know, I finally found someone. So I'm totally for internet dating. But I had a lot of toes, and so have you.
No. You know, I tell you guys that are listening, Di and I would talk, call each other in the bathroom, Di. I'll never forget meeting a guy. Okay. And the big thing on his lip. I'm going to tell you, key, first thing, I'm going to give you guys a little key here. Look at more than one picture. And if you're doing the internet dating, put a few photos on there of yourself, one of you doing an activity you love, whether it's reading a book or going jet skiing, you know, or going to the beach, and put and show your whole face. Don't put a big pair of sunglasses on because then, you know, they might be hiding a mole somewhere that you can't see underneath the sunglasses, just saying, you know.
So, anyway, and then maybe a big scary one.
Yeah, there you go. So, but, you know, he's a nice guy. It's just that it wasn't there. And I called Di in the bathroom, and that's what I used to do with her and tell her. I said, Di, I go, I got to get out of here. And she,
come on,
you know,
and I got to leave.
I got to leave, yeah. Anyway, and drive your own car. That's important. I'll tell you, somebody gave
absolutely.
Me a real big clue. Yeah, I set up a – Di and I are getting ready to write another book. And so I set up a couple different profiles, man looking for a woman and woman looking for a man. And I asked them questions, you know what I mean? And this one guy, he said, listen, women, he goes, I am not picking a woman up at her door, not until I know her. He says, you never know what's going to happen. He goes, you knock on that door and she invites you to step in for a minute. And he goes, there could be a bunch of people in there robbing you, kid. You know, I was like, wow. I was like, that's amazing. People live with that amount of fear. You know, I'm from North Carolina originally.
Right.
And so, yeah. So you always want to meet in a nice atmosphere. It doesn't have to be crowded, but public place. And that's something that I know that I've done. And you've done as well. And I know you and John met in there, and that was key. So that's a couple little tips there. Put full photos on there. Because you saw John look better than his picture. So do you, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think you're more enemy. I think you're beautiful. Both of you guys are. But I think people in person are beautiful, more beautiful on a photo. And unless you have a mole on
that's
your
fine.
Lip.
Sometimes, yeah, that's the problem. Right. You know, people who put up pictures that are 10 years old, you know, what do they think? Why do they think you're going to think of them when you finally meet the real them? Because obviously you're going to be disappointed. So don't set yourself up for failure if you're setting yourself up to disappoint somebody, if you're putting up a picture that you know looks better than you look. And so show them what you really look like. You know, give them a close-up, because I've heard a lot of people say that. Oh, you know, she had all these faraway pictures or you know, and then up close she looked, you know, with sunglasses on and everything. Or up close she all had all these headshots, and then when I saw her she weighed pounds, you know. So, I mean, you've got to put your real self out there if you really want to meet a partner who will love your real self. And we all have warts. I mean, I have, you know, I'm not gorgeous, and I don't, you know, I look the way I look. I don't wear a lot of makeup and do all the frou-frou, you know, a lot of that stuff that, like, the Southern women do. I hate red lipstick, hate lipstick. And so all that, you know, I put my face up there with hardly any makeup, you know, and it's like, this is me. If you're not attracted, you know, then don't reach out to me. So you want to show them what you really look like, what your figure really looks like, and so somebody's not going to be totally shocked when they meet you. But, you know, most of all, you just have to present yourself the way you really are if you want to connect with someone who's really going to love you. If you're trying to put a phony profile, some, you know, that makes you sound better and look better, you're gonna disappoint somebody. You know, you're going to disappoint someone who's looking for what you're trying to project, and you're really not. So that's the biggest thing, I think, is people have to be honest. And I think dating's been around so long, people are finally, I think, cluing in on that more than they used to.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you.
Everyone's got so many horror stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the photos that I put up is my cousin about 3 years ago, right? I hope you can find it. And I just used his profile so I could interview women. You know, and I know my family will shoot me if they find out. So, no, I talked to him. He said it was okay. But yeah. But the one thing I will share with you that I think is real key here is I think that somebody only wants to text you or message you, or you've got the WhatsApp. I even have that myself, and you know, all those things, and wants to do all this dialogue via messaging and emailing without talking to you. I think that's a key, and you need to really, you know, if somebody does that with me, I'm like, I don't think I want to meet them. Because I like to talk to someone and meet them. I know you and John, how long was it when you guys talked and then you met, you know, and share that with us? Because he's about your life,
you know,
and you've waited a long time.
Right. And it was quick. I mean, we emailed back and forth a couple times, you know, and just, I mean, it wasn't just like, it was lengthier, you know, lengthier emails. I mean, but there's a few. And I gave him, you know, he gave me his number and he asked for mine, and I gave him my number and said, you know, call me and let's meet for a drink or whatever. And so he called and I was at work or somewhere, I can't remember, and I got the message then, and I loved his voice, you know, I loved hearing his voice, and he was intelligent, I could tell, you know, he was well-spoken, and I was really excited to meet him then, and you know, we made a date, and then he got hung up way across town on the night that we were going to meet. And once again, I was not able to answer my phone when he called. I think I was on an interview, actually. And I get this message. He's like, this is John. I'm your date for this evening, and I'm stuck way across town. I hope you don't mind if I'm late or whatever. And so I called him back, and we actually talked for a long time while he was driving. And it was late, and so I said, let's just, you know, meet in two nights from now when we were both going to be free again. And so after that long conversation, then I was so excited then to meet him in person, but I was guarded hopes, you know, because I'm like, okay, this guy I really like on the phone, but I've liked other people on the phone, and then I was so non-attracted to them in person. So I wasn't wishful thinking even, you know. I pulled up thinking it's going to be just another nice guy that I'm not attracted to, and I pulled up and I saw him standing outside the restaurant right away, and I thought, oh, that's not my date. He's too cute to be honestly.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I was so excited, and like I said, we talked. we talked enough for, we had an easy conversation going. You know, there was already a rapport there, and it was just a smooth, wonderful evening, you know. And so it was very soon. Now, some of these women especially, they get all freaked out and scared, and they want to do this long dialogue. Why? Because you're just wasting time. If you're not going to be attracted to each other in person, don't waste months talking online on chat mail. You know, I mean, I think that's just stupid.
I agree with you as well. And be honest about who you are, what your weight is, and all that. Listen, ladies, I'm going to tell you, wearing black, okay, when you meet him and is okay, and wearing black on your profile. But if you're 175 or 150 pounds, and you put that you're 110, that's a problem. And so people,
right.
And you know, I was talking to a guy the other day. He goes, the guys are fun because they'll be really honest. And he says, listen, he goes, mm-hmm. Let me tell you the worst one. He goes, I'm sitting in the car, and he said, and the girl's telling me she's coming, and then he says, I told her to text me because we're out in the front of a restaurant like Fridays, and I probably wouldn't
mm-hmm.
have done that. You know, meet somebody at his car. Meet me in the, you know, in the front seat. Not
mm-hmm.
front seat. Meet me in the front seat.
Well, that's what
meet me in the back
kidding.
Seat. That's what I do. No. Yeah,
we'll
see me in the back seat. Yeah, they will see. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk in the back seat. That's funny, Di, thanks. So he said, I was waiting for this girl to show up. And then all of a sudden, I told her, hey, sweetie, I told her what kind of car I drove. And what I look like. So I see this lady in this dress, like lurking around the side and coming behind. I looked out, and then I could see her like hovering down, and she come up beside me in the driver's seat. And I said, "What did you do?" He said, "I got out and shook her hand and was honest with her and said, I don't think this is for me. And are you afraid, you know, or whatever?" And I was like, "Wow, that took guts. Was that harsh?" A little bit.
Yeah.
But he goes, she was a lot heavier than I expected her to be. So I think that going into it and meeting right away meeting within a week or so, you know, should your schedule permit, is important. And
yes.
So not so you can lose 5 pounds or you can buy a better dress or whatever. I mean, you are what you are, and you're going to be what you're going to be, and just show up. And if it's the right person,
right.
It'll work out. That's what I really
mm-hmm.
feel. And then be really clear, clear in what you're looking for. I know you and John were, and he's an amazing
yeah.
man, and you're amazing. You're my best friend. And but John, you know, you and John were really upfront what you're looking for. You're looking for a relationship, and you're looking to enjoy each other's life and be together and be best friends and lovers. And how many of us get to make love with our best friend? You do, Di. That's a great thing. And you met him online. So,
mm-hmm.
so wonderful. But I talked to, and like I said, I was going to bring these up, but I talked to a girl the other day, and she was telling me, she goes, we're going back and forth a little bit. I goes, what's this girl about? She's saying she wants a relationship in her emails to my fictitious profile that I set up. And then she's saying that she likes leather and lace. And I was like, wow, okay. And I did not ask, you do understand,
yeah.
I'm not asking
right.
for that
right.
in the fictitious profile.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, right? I was sitting there going, wow. And I was like, wow. You know, and because I want to get data for a book, you know, and I want to hurt anyone, you know, just, you know, that kind of thing. But she started saying she likes leather and lace and what she'll do. And I stopped it, and I go, but your thing says you want a relationship. Are you looking for sex or
mm-hmm.
a relationship? And
mm-hmm.
then she goes, and then she's like not sure how to handle herself and back down. So,
yeah.
as I said, yeah, scary. But so people, women,
yeah,
with
she tried
with the booty
to get
calls,
attention with the sex
yeah.
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Which you know,
I mean,
and how many men are so arrogant? I mean, honestly, there's so many profiles that I read. I was like, do you honestly think anybody is going to be attracted to you? You're a snob, you know. They're like, I'm good looking, and I expect a mate who's good looking too. And I'm this, and I'm this, and I'm this, and they're so snobby, you know. That's a big turn off too, you know, when they're just so arrogant. And I don't know if some of these men, I never met any of them. I wondered, are they as arrogant in person as they are in their profile? But it was like they're bitter. It was almost like they were bitter, like they've been they've had too many dates where the fat woman showed up, you know, and they're tired of it. And so they're like, okay, don't respond to me if you're this, or don't even text me, you know, if you're that. And, you know, it's just, you can see the bitterness in people who have gotten so many disappointments that they're just mad and they're angry and they're, you know, it's like, don't even bother being online then if you're just resenting the whole process, you know.
Right, that's exactly right. And, you know, I went with different age groups so I can see what each age group thinks. And being bitter and angry brings the worst out in all of them, okay, whether you're 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, 50-something, you know what I mean? And
right.
It just brings out the worst in everybody. But, Di, I think going back, you've met a great love online. I know there's been a couple others that have met people online and that are falling madly in love. And you are the second person who is a friend of mine who is moving in with their online, they met online. And so let me get this straight, clear with you. What you guys did is you kept it short and sweet. You met within a week or so. And he was better looking than in person than he was not in person or in his pics. You guys were
right.
Truthful.
But he looked nice in his pictures, but he looked gorgeous in person. You know,
yeah, I grow up, I want to have a guy just like that. You know, it's all good. So, you know.
Yeah. And there are people like that. And I think we get so embittered ourselves and you start thinking, God, there's just nobody, especially at my age. You know, I'm 51 and I don't want a younger man. We have nothing in common. I would feel old all the time. I don't want that. I want somebody who is comfortable, you know, with my age, and I'm comfortable with my age. It gets slim picking. You know, you get in your 50s, and most of the men who I've, you know, seen online who are my age, they just don't look so good, which is sad. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but they look much older to me than I think I look, and that sounds snobby, but I mean, I think I look my age. I think I look decent for my age. I know some people who look better than I do. But, I mean, I didn't want to meet a grandpa, and a lot of these guys my age look like grandpa. So it does get harder when you get older to feel that attraction to people your age. And so that's kind of another thing that I was dealing with was, you know, I don't want – and I got, you know, hit on by younger men. I don't want a younger man. So that was another
way. I like younger. Typically, I like
well,
younger
that's,
men.
And that's
okay.
Good. You know – if that's the thing, some people do. I just don't, and so that was difficult for me to really find a man my age who I found very attractive, and that's really sad to say, but it was true. And so that was just like, you know, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, I met a guy who I really really liked. We really got along, and he was definitely enough of a challenge. And you and I were talking about that before the call. We both need men who make us work a little bit for them. You know, if they're just a patsy and they're just so easy to get, we really don't have an attraction for that because they're just always there. They're always invading our space, and they're just too available to us. And so that is one thing that I have to say. You know, John was not overly available. He was busy like I was. And so, you know, when we get together, you know, it was a couple times a week. I mean, we started off pretty steady. But it wasn't like, oh, every night he could see me, you know, or every night I could see him. And so I think you also have to have that mating dance around each other, you know, where you're both having to reach a little bit, you know. And, you know, I know some people may be different, you know, than you and I are, but I know you and I both really have to have a partner who kind of makes us work for them a little bit.
Exactly. Because if he's just laying there, let me walk all over him, it's not going to work. I would walk all over him, but I want to wonder about him. So I know that he's thinking about me and like dying to talk to me and like pushing me to talk to him and like, I'm there for you, baby. Great. I get that you're there for me, but let me wonder about you. I wonder, not that you're going out with anyone, but what are you doing? You got a pretty exciting life, you know, because I have an exciting life. And, you know, I just went skydiving last weekend. God, it's amazing. So, you know, and I want to wonder about a guy. What's he doing today? Is he having fun today? You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
and I'm sure men feel the same way. You know, if you meet someone and you really do like them, on your first date, don't just start calling them 10 times a day. You know, let them have their space. Let them make the next date. You know, I still feel like the man should be the one to, because I'm old-fashioned, you know, I will wait to see if the man, you know, connects with me. And, in fact, John didn't the first couple of days because I think we met on a Thursday. And we were going into the weekend, and I assumed I'd hear from him on Saturday, and I didn't. And then on Sunday he called me, and he's like, I'm so sorry, I wanted to call you last night. My neighbor came over, and I, you know, we got talking, and the time got away from me, blah, blah, blah. And so I was disappointed. You know, I felt disappointed that I hadn't been able to get together with him that weekend. So that made me doubly excited then to see him on Monday.
Right, so, exactly.
Know, it's important to not be so available and not get into their space right away because they're going to get turned off. And women, I think, are the biggest culprits of doing that, you know, that women just latch on. They're the clinging vine, and they're just on top of this guy right away. And the guy's going, hey, I just met you. You know, let's just take some time here. I don't want to get married right now, you know.
Right, exactly.
So that's
true.
Thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that.
When you
that's
meet
so
them.
True. When you meet
but
them.
I know you've
you
got
know
a
when
lot of horror stories from your clients.
Oh.
I mean,
oh,
I know you've
I
got
do.
Doozies.
I do. And these women, I was listening, they have one in particular. She calls me, and she goes, three. And I go, man, she goes, I listened to that your show last week, which while you were in Belize, Dwayne was on talking about he and his girlfriend have known each other for 19
mm-hmm.
years, and then they just came together. But she has her life and he has his, you know, and I said,
mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, your life right now is wondering when he's going to call. And I said,
oh.
You drive yourself crazy about it. You know, that's what your
mm-hmm.
life is about. When is he going to call? When am I going to go out with him? Does he love me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I'm going to promise you, if you're feeling like that, there is a lesson in there for you. You got to look at it. And so whether you're meeting online, you meet an online guy that you feel this way with or an online woman, the bottom line is that really, and I'm going to go back to you, you met a great guy, but you were really specific about making a list about what you wanted in your guy, okay?
Right.
You hadn't even met him
mm-hmm.
yet. And so making a list, okay, realizing that if you're asking for someone to be fun, and I always say one of the things on my list is fun and magical, and that means something to me, or fun and,
mm-hmm.
and carefree, then you'd be that way yourself, right? Well, now that I got this guy, I'm going to be fun and carefree like I wanted. Man, you
right.
already better be
yeah.
that than, you know. So, I mean, check it out. You know, most of the people that I talk to, they are looking for something that you know, they are not showing the best part of them themselves. You know what I mean? Not that they can't
right.
do that. But, you know, be really careful about when you're making your list, which I think is key. Donna said that the other day on a show. You said it yourself, and we've both done it. Make the list, find qualities in yourself, but make sure you're measuring up. You know, if you're asking for them, make sure you are them. And then
right.
the other thing is read them. I mean, I know you read yours. I read mine, what I like to manifest in a man. You know what I mean? And then ask yourself,
right.
why do you love him? Because you have to stretch for him or because you really appreciate who he is? You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that's the key thing there.
Right. That so. Is, and, you know, when you make your list, and when you're reading those profiles, read your list first before you sign on to that dating site. And as you're reading those profiles, it will jump out at you if this guy or this girl is not compatible with the list. It really will, because there'll be little red flags in their profile that let you know this person is not, you know, considerate, or this person is a little bit egotistical, or this person is insecure. This person is controlling. I mean, the controlling ones are really easy to spot.
That's true.
Their,
you're
their
right.
Their profile reads like a list of demands. It's like bullet points. You will do this, and you will be that, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Those just crack me up when they start off with, you are this, and you are that. And it's like, seriously, you know? Well, no, I'm
okay,
not, so move on. Yeah, you know, so you can tell, and
yeah.
you can also, you know, the one, and I mean, we were talking about it in our book, the one that cracked me up was the one that called himself Damaged Goods. He, his his screen name was Damaged Goods, and then he's looking for a woman who doesn't have any emotional baggage. And it's like, really? You want a woman with no emotional baggage, but you're calling yourself Damaged Goods.
That's funny. I know. These people kill me. Yeah. You know, I was like, wow, huh, there's an oxymoron. Would you like some jumbo shrimp, too? It's all good.
Right. And so, the angry one, the one guy's the profile was called Don't Lie to Me with the number two. Don't lie to me. I mean, right there, you see Damaged Goods right there. He's angry at women, and he doesn't trust women, and you're going to be paying for somebody else's sins. And do you want that? No. Move on, you know. So there's a lot can be detected from these profiles, but you need to make your list first and read it so it's fresh in your mind, and then those qualities that you want will jump out at you, and the qualities that you don't want will jump out at you. You really will see little red flags like that in people's profiles, and you'll see the green lights too. I saw the green lights with John, you know. And so, you know, I the list, I think it's really a good idea. I mean, we thought it was stupid at the time, and we both did it, and it worked.
I remember you and I were doing it. I thought, and Di, you're so good she really is good at creating and wanting to be married. And I don't want to be married right now.
Right, exactly. I wanted that exclusive, committed relationship, you know. And to me, a commitment doesn't mean you have to have a ring on your finger, you know. Committed means you can trust me, I trust you, you know, we are in it for the long haul trying to work on this relationship, you know. And I wanted a committed relationship. I didn't want another playboy, you know. I didn't want another guy who is so caught up with all his sports activities and all that stuff that he rarely has time for me. And I wanted somebody who really did want a relationship, not just a date now and then. Because I've had some fun dates with guys like that, but that was all it was ever going to be, was just a date, you know. And I didn't want just a date. I wanted something that I could really invest myself in and feel like we were working on something bigger than us. And that, to me, that's what a relationship is, when it's great. It's bigger than both of you. And so that was something that was, you know, really important to me, that I could see a man who was reflective and, you know, intelligent, who was a deeper thinker, who really worked on a relationship. And I could tell that with John. And, you know, when I met him and he was telling me about, you know, his ex-wife has a horrible disease and he still shows up for her and takes her out and everything, I thought that was wonderful, you know, and I was so happy that he, you know, spoke openly about it to me, and he said, I know, you know, that's a deal breaker for a lot of women. And, you know, other women he dated just couldn't deal with that at all. And so I appreciated his honesty, but I really respected him for being such a stand-up guy. And I thought, okay, if you're showing up like this for a woman you're no longer in love with, then I imagine what you'll do for a woman that you do love.
that says it all right there. And I know you guys have had some ups and downs, but you have more ups than you do downs. And one of the things I read, the cutest thing, and it was from a woman in her profile. She says, I'll be your lucky charm. And she goes, and I'm magically delicious. And wink. I'm like, I like that.
I mean, that's
going to be my, that's my new tagline, okay, for Angel Coaches, right? But we've gotten some good. I've read some great profiles. I've read some ones that are hysterical and hilarious. And but the bottom line is, be truthful. Make the list, because what you think about, you attract. And I met a guy. He was responded to, you know, or sent me an email, or what do you call that? Responded to a profile that I created, and he says to me, he goes, what's been your experience here? And I go, well, you know, I said, I believe in the law of attraction, what you think about, you create. And I said, whether it's here or in the grocery store. And he says, well, that may be true, but there's some real doozies here. And he goes, this has happened to me. I was sitting there listening to him. I go, really? I say, It's like you can get that anywhere. You know, you can meet the best. It depends on where you are. You know what I mean? If you're if you're putting the best stuff out there, you're working on yourself, you know, with meditation, personal development, whatever it is, then you're going to attract that same. But if you're saying, well, I've met a lot of crazies on here. I've met people that, you know, that have hurt me and I've been hurt and all, you know, then you're going to attract that. Whether it's on Match.com, Plenty of Fish, eHarmony, or wherever you are, you're going to attract that same thing. And so be really clear about working on yourself, okay, so you can enjoy the best relationship possible. That's really what I want to say, you know, and be ready for our new book coming out. Some great one-liners, okay? That's been the best one I've heard. Anyway, really. I was like, I like that one. You know, she's a cute person. You know, she was just a sweet person. I read her profile and you know, said, hey, I'm interviewing people. Would you consider talking to me? And she did. So that's what I want to say. I think it's so amazing that you and John are moving in together and are building and have built so far and continue to build a great life together. He's a great guy. I know your family likes him, and love him. Yeah, and and I get to be in the wedding, okay? Because I love wedding cake. At least get to come. So, anyway, that'll get me used to walking down the aisle. I'm just kidding. Or seeing somebody walk down the aisle. I'm just kidding.
What was your ex-husband said about you when you walk down the aisle? What is it? He wants the song that should be playing. The Bitches Back.
Oh yeah,
or something like that.
No, the wedding march is Highway to Hell by AC/DC. It's all
Highway
good.
To Hell. So,
yeah, what is my husband now, right? He's the character. Anyway.
I know, exactly. Well, it's good that you guys can still joke around like that. You know, I mean, it's good that you have a relationship that you still joke around. Yeah, I think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
God knows what my
anyway, I don't
say, but.
Yeah, I look at your ex-husband and look at John, I'm like, wow, that's a difference. You know what I mean? So,
there's a difference.
Anyway.
Yes. And my ex-husband is the nicest man in the world. You know, we just weren't, you know, great partners. So I'm happy that he's got a great partner for him now, you know. So that's all good. And we can laugh at ourselves. Important, you know. And that's important with the online dating. You know, people take it so seriously, like the ones who are so scared to meet someone. Just look at it as I'm making a new friend. And that's what I always went into it. Just I wasn't saying, oh, I hope this is the love of my life. I would go saying, you know, I'm going to go meet a new friend tonight. And, you know, if something strikes up out of it, that's great. But if not, I've made a new friend. And I really did. I've made some friends that I'm still in touch with. But I just, you know, there was just no spark there between us. But they were very nice people. And so, you know, you can't get so nervous about meeting someone. And like I said before, if you're that uptight and nervous over meeting someone, maybe you have some other issues and not that you need to work on before you start trying to meet somebody else.
Maybe, right? That's what I'm saying, you know?
It's not that scary, you know? It shouldn't be. It should be fun, you know? I had fun, and I'm glad I'm not doing it anymore, but I had fun. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I know, and I appreciate what you shared today, and I'm so happy for you. You know, Diane, I mean that. And everything was to share with you. You bet. And you guys are moving into the mountains. That was something that was on your list, that you wanted to live in the mountains with your guy and write books.
Yeah.
You know, so
so
there you
excited.
Are.
I'm so excited.
I am excited for
my
you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're living your dream.
Oh, like I'm getting the third part of my dream.
There you go. So that works too as well. And you know, I like a guy who takes risks and pushes his physical body. I realize that's important to me. So you know, as well as the spiritual and the mental part. You know, we're spiritually connected and all that kind of stuff. So when you realize what you're connected to or what's really important, sometimes that means dating guys to lead you or women to bring you to the perfect one for you. Because, you know, they prepare you to be with the guys before John prepared you to be with John as the women before you prepare John to be with you. And that's something I think you're saying it in the way that you said it, But that's what I feel. It's never a waste of time when you're dating someone. You get to meet a new friend, and just remember, if it doesn't feel like it's going to be that love of your life, man, maybe it's preparing you to meet the love of your life. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Right.
It's all good.
Sometimes when we're dating someone, we think they're the love of our lives, and they're not, you know. And it's heartbreaking, but you have to look at it as, okay, there was a reason I had to be in this relationship, you know. What was I supposed to be learning that's going to make me a better person and ready for the right relationship, for my next relationship? And so, you know, you can't – and, I mean, I took a two-year hiatus from dating. After my last breakup, I was completely devastated, and I just, you know, felt like why do I keep having the same issues with men? You know, there's completely different men, but there's one common denominator, and that's me. And so the problem has to be within myself. I'm feeling attracted to the wrong men for a reason. And so I really had to really go inside myself and look at why is it that I'm attracted to people who don't make me feel like I am that important? You know, that was my big deal. I was always attracted to men who made me feel like I was at the bottom of their feeding pot, you know. And there was a reason for that. You know, here I felt like I was a strong, healthy woman with a lot of self-confidence, but yet I was attracted into relationships with men who made me feel like I was less than, you know, like other people were just more important than me for them to spend their time with. And that wasn't their fault. It was my fault. But I had to work on myself. And I really did. I spent a lot of time working on myself and trying to figure out, you know, what is wrong with me? It's not the guy's fault that I'm letting him walk all over me. It's my fault. And, you know, I finally conquered my demons. And then I meet John, who is very strong, very opinionated. And you know, he always laughs. It's like two Leos, it can be a very difficult relationship. We're both very, very strong-willed. And it's like my way or the highway sometimes, you know. And I think I usually am the one who will back down on most things, but there's some things that I've dug my heels in on. And it's, you know, it's kind of the meeting of the minds then. You have to learn to compromise. And I really haven't ever had a man who will stand up to me like that. You know, some men would tell me what I wanted to hear, pay lip service, but then they'd go ahead and do whatever they wanted. And so that was not healthy either. It was very passive aggressive. And, you know, other men, I could railroad. I could walk all over them, and I didn't like that either. You know, I want a man who will stand out something he believes in and not just let me have my way. And John's the first one who really has been like the best of both worlds, where he's not dominating, but yet, you know, I can't just get my way with him by any means.
There you go.
You know, if he really believes something is right or wrong, he's going to do what he believes is right, but whether I like it or not. And I respect
that. Good for you. Good for him.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That would make you want a guy more if he stands up for what he believes in.
Totally.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's important. Well, listen, we're coming to the end of the show. So if you like our show, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like our page. Give us a comment or two if you want to hear something, or if you have an idea that you would like us to do a show on. Get our book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me, and that's by Diane Bucci and Taree Abbott. You can go online and get it at Amazon, or you can go on angelcoaches.org and get it. And it's great. It's got prayers in there. It's got mantras to attract your soulmate. It's got ways. I think we put a list in there, you know, or making lists, or that may be something we're going to cover in a future book. But it still mentions it and has a lot on it, how to attract a great guy or the great woman of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then in blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, follow us. blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, follow us. And you get a lot of neat stuff when you do follow the shows here on Blog Talk. And I think we've got a new site coming out with a lot of angel coaches, and Mercury is out of retrograde, so we can launch it now. I'm excited about it, and we're having classes. If you want to be an angel coach, we're having classes next weekend, and just email me at Taree@angelcoaches.org. I do readings to help you find your soulmate, angels, life purpose, prosperity in every area of your life, career, and love. And Di is one, somebody who was a client first I actually worked with. And look at some of the things that we talked about today, she and I have worked on together. So remember, you were a client of mine first. And that, yeah, so funny. And I was like, and now she's super into, well, you're always intelligent, super psychic, and a lot of fun. So you guys have a great now. We will see you next Sunday, 11 a.m. East Coast time. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.